Today's Tanya, for the fifth day of Elul, Hey Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Yud. It's on Daf Kuf Tev Zayin Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 446. The Rebbe had said that the mitzvah of tzedakah, which has a limit, just as all other mitzvahs have, is only when you're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah as a mitzvah. But when you're giving tzedakah as part of tshuva, then there is no limit at all. On the contrary, a person ought to and is right to spend everything he has if that's what it takes to heal his nefesh as part of his tshuva. Just as healing yourself physically justifies spending everything, it's certainly true also of healing yourself bezuchnius, to heal the soul, a person is justified in giving everything. In fact, by giving without a limit, we reveal God's endless and limitless kindness, which is usually not revealed into the world. And that, as the Rebbe said earlier, is the benefit, the virtue of a Baal Tshuva, that he reveals into the world a light that doesn't usually come to the world. The world usually receives finite godliness that comes through Tzimtzum, but through Tshuva, the world experiences, the person brings down into the world an infinite light that is called Zav Chesed. We're two lines from the top of the page. V'hinei midas chesed zu, b'li gvul umido. This kindness that is endless, that has no limit, nikra sal shmei shel HaKadosh Baruch. It is called by God's name, it is called Chasdei Hashem, God's kindness. Although we're talking about the kindness that the human being is doing, it is called God's kindness. Kidachsiv, as it says, Chesed Hashem Eilam Vad Eilam, God's kindness is endless, is forever. And when a person behaves that way, when a person gives tzedakah without an end, then that tzedakah is called Chesed Chasdei Hashem. Because although every Jew by nature is compassionate and charitable, but human charitableness, which comes by nature of the human being, is necessarily finite, just as the person is finite. But God is called endless, infinite, and so his attributes are also endless and without limit, as it says, his compassion does not end, never ends. So his attributes are as endless, are as infinite as God himself, and therefore when the person gives endless tzedakah, this is not a human tzedakah, this is a godly tzedakah. So it is called Chasdei Hashem. And this is said by the Navi, that we are to give tzedakah endlessly. The Navi tells us to do this achar ha-churban v'ha-golos, that after there's a churban and we go into golos, then chasdei Hashem ki lo somnu, then we have to give tzedakah on the level of chasdei Hashem ki lo somnu, because we are not complete. And the Rebbe asked in the beginning of the letter, if we're talking about God's kindness, and we want to say that God's kindness does not end, which is the literal meaning of the verse, then it should have said, ki lo somnu. God's kindness do not end. They don't end. But when it says, lo somnu, it means we don't end. Or we are not complete. So the Rebbe explains, Pirush, Leisomnu means, Fi Shaleitamnu, because we are not whole. She'ein onut mimim ushleimim belishum chetu pagam benefesh, Ubeilim asoyenin, because we are not whole without blemish. Because we have sinned and created blemishes or flaws in the nefesh and in the higher worlds, Al kein tzrichim onu lehisnaik b'chasdei Hashem. That's why we have to conduct ourselves on the level of God's kindness, divine kindness, endless kindness, shem b'li gvul v'tachlis, כדי לאירר עלינו רחמים וחסד היא לא, שהוא רב חסד ורחמים בלי גבול ותכלס. In order to arouse from God that he should give us his endless kindness and his endless compassion. כמי שכוסוף, כי לאכול רחמות. As it says at the end of the verse, that חסדי השם כי לא סומנו, כי לאכול רחמות. Because God's compassion is endless, and that's what we want to arouse, therefore we have to give tzedakah on the level of Chazdei Hashem. And why do we need to arouse the endless compassion of God? Because lo tamnu, because we are not whole, because we are not complete. And if this was true in the beginning of Golos, it is even more so. In our times, as the Alter Rebbe said in an earlier letter, because we don't have the strength to fast the way we need to in order to cleanse the blemishes, and we don't have the strength to go through the suffering as earlier generations did, therefore we are left only with this one solution, and that is to give tzedakah endlessly. Zehu shamer rizal, and this will understand what the sages said, that ein yisrael nigolim ela b'tzedakah, that we will be redeemed only through the mitzvah of tzedakah. There is already a mitzvah of tzedakah. So what is it? Why do sages have to tell us this? They're telling us sheyasu gamim yiyu p'turim midina, the tzedakah that we will give when we are halachically exempt from the mitzvah, meaning when we don't have any of our own, we're giving away everything, and then the mitzvah does not apply. As we said earlier, the mitzvah has its limit, up to a fifth, but not more. But when the Gemara says that we will be redeemed through tzedakah, it means through endless tzedakah. Tzedakah beyond the call of duty, beyond the mitzvah. Ki ein ben David bo, etc. Because it says that Mashiach won't come, the son of David, won't come until the last penny is gone from the pocket, from the purse. And as the Rebbe explains, that the Alter Rebbe didn't want to quote the end of the verse, because that would mean, God forbid, that Jews are impoverished and don't have even a penny left. And the Alter Rebbe doesn't want to verbalize these words, this quote, and prefers that it be fulfilled in the spiritual, that a person feels internally that he is without a penny, that he's without a coin, and exchange that for the physical poverty of being without a literal coin. And that's also why the Rebbe said, Alter Rebbe writes earlier, that im yihyu p'turim, that even if the Jew would be potter from tzedakah, because he has none, rather than when we will be potter from tzedakah. Because the Rebbe doesn't want to say that there would ever come a time when we would be that impoverished. In today's Hayem Yom, for the fifth of Elul, Hey Elul, the Rebbe writes concerning our minug of putting on the talus gadol, of putting on the talus. We put the talus, while it is still folded, we put it over our right shoulder, and we check the tzitzis. While we're checking, we say Barchi Nafshi. After that, you take the talus off your shoulder, you spread it out, you kiss the edge of the talus, and then you move it from in front of you to behind you, and you begin making the bracha lehisatev betzitzis. You conclude the bracha when you're folding the two front corners over your right shoulder, or around your neck, over your left shoulder. In other words, the two tzitzis from the right side are thrown around the neck over the left shoulder.